Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Black holes, the cosmos, space, and time travel, science and technology, brought to you by theoretical physicist, futurist, popularizer of science, and world-renowned author, Professor Michio Kaku,
and GCNLive.com.
This is Science Fantastic.
Welcome back to Science Fantastic with Professor Michio Kaku. On Science Fantastic, we profile the amazing, jaw-dropping scientific discoveries which are revolutionizing our world and touching our lives. And in this hour, once again, we're going to throw the lines open because this hour is your hour. This is the time when you can get to the phones and make that comment. Make that comment. Ask that question that's always been bugging you, but hey, you never had the opportunity to ask. You can get on Science Fantastic if you call 612-564-8135. Write that magic number down. 612-564-8135. At the recording, leave your name, call letters of the radio station, if you're listening to one, and the city you're calling from, and then you can ask that question or make that comment about science. Maybe you're walking down the street and you gaze up into the sky and you wonder, what is it all about? I mean, the earth, the stars, the atmosphere, the clouds, what does it all mean? Well, instead of simply musing about the universe, give us a call. The hotline number is 612-564-8135. And once again, sometimes some of the dumbest questions are the most profound questions of all. Years ago, there was a young man about the age of 23 who asked himself a simple question. He saw an apple fall, and then he looked up in the sky and saw the moon. And then he asked a question which changed human history. He said to himself, if an apple falls, does the moon also fall? He thought about it, and he said, yes, the moon must also fall. The moon must be in free fall. It doesn't hit the earth because the earth is round and the moon spins around it. But you could then predict the motions of the moon by simply assuming that it was like an apple. He quickly wrote down the theory. However, he didn't have the mathematics to solve it. It required a mathematics beyond anything available at that time. So what did he do? He created his own mathematics, and that's called calculus. Who was that 20-year-old gentleman? Isaac Newton, perhaps the greatest scientist of all time. His work made possible not just the space program, but all of mechanics. Every time you see an engine, every time you see a rocket, every time you see a skyscraper, a bridge, anytime you see anything that moves or has structure, realize that we can understand the equations governing that using Newton's laws of motion. All because a man asked a stupid question, does the moon also fall? Well, you can ask your stupid questions and get on Science Fantastic as well, because sometimes the dumbest questions are the most profound, most revealing of all. And the number to call once again is 612-564-8135. And also, once again, go to my website, mkaku.org, mkaku.org. Michio Kaku is my Facebook site. We have over 3 million fans on Facebook, and we have over 600,000 fans on Twitter. But go to my website, and you can see the New York Times best-selling books that I've written. My latest is called The Future of Humanity. It's about the space program, about terraforming Mars, about reaching for the stars, about one day perhaps even creating starships that'll take us throughout the universe. That's called The Future of Humanity. In The Future of the Mind, I talk about how we physicists are probing the secrets of the living brain. BrainNet could be the future of the internet. When we send thoughts emotions, feelings on the internet. We can already now record simple thoughts in animals, record them, and send them on the internet. Think about that. We're now going to do it with primates and eventually with Alzheimer's patients so that they can remember what they forgot. In the Physics of the Impossible, I go 500 years into the future talking about starships, teleportation, all those things you see on Star Trek explained in my book, Physics of the Impossible. And then in my other book, Physics of the Future, I talk about life. Life 50, 100 years from now. What will a computer look like? What will a robot look like? What about medicine, cancer research, the genome project? All of that contained in my book, Physics of the Future. And so once again, go to my website, mkaku.org, to find out what the excitement is all about. Why should we scientists have all the fun when there's this great universe out there just waiting to be discovered? Okay, well, let's move right along now to the next listener phone call.
Hi, this is Armand. I listen to you on YouTube, and I'm from Queens, New York. My question is, what is the story with invisibility? I remember you talking about it a while ago. You said you didn't think it was possible, but then it was. What's the update? You know, I want to know more about that. And do you think it's possible, physically possible, to create a lightsaber? Because I love Star Wars. Have a great day. Love your show. You're the best.
Okay, well, first of all, invisibility, yes, it's possible. Is it practical? Well, we're not quite sure yet, but we now have a theory of invisibility. I should also point out that the idea of invisibility has fascinated philosophers for thousands of years. Did you know that Plato, the great Greek philosopher over 2,000 years ago, wrote an essay about invisibility? He said that if somebody were to find the secret of invisibility, they could enter the king's castle, they could kill the king, take over the queen, and become the next ruler. So that invisibility, if it were possible, could unleash all our baser instincts. And then he began to wonder whether or not we humans are fit to rule if we have the secret of invisibility, because all sorts of chaos would erupt as a consequence. And so he used that as a moral example to test how far can humans become evil if they have this magic of invisibility. And then, of course, we have Harry Potter with the invisibility cloak. And the idea then is not so recent, but the question is it possible? And the answer is yes, but let's put some caveats. First of all, we now have something called metamaterials. And guess who's funding research on metamaterials? The United States Pentagon. Duh. I mean, the Pentagon would be negligent if it didn't support research on metamaterials. Now, think of a river. If you have a boulder in the middle of the river, water goes around the boulder, reforms at the other end, so that if you're downstream of the boulder, you don't know there's a boulder upstream. For all intents and purposes, the boulder is invisible to you. Now replace the stream with light. If light can somehow wrap around a boulder, reform at the other end, then downwind of the boulder is invisible. If you look upstream, what do you see? You see light coming at you from before the boulder, because the boulder's light breaks up, reforms at the other end, and the boulder's light becomes invisible. This is called metamaterials, and there's something called the index of refraction. The index of refraction measures roughly how much bending there is as light goes through glass, as light goes through a diamond, as light goes through water, or even air. It turns out that the index of refraction is usually greater than 1. That's why we have telescopes. That's why we have microscopes. That's why the retina of your eye can see, because all of these things have an index of refraction greater than 1. But what happens when it's less than 0. Chaos erupts, and we'll talk about that after the break. So after the break, we're going to talk about invisibility. Is it possible? Yes. Is it practical? Nobody knows. Well, once again, you are listening to Science Fantastic with Professor Michio Kaku. Give us a call. The hotline number is 612-564-8135.
Here's a question for you. Why is it that some people aren't as stressed out about the future as you'd think they'd be? Answer? They're probably among the millions of Americans who have prepared themselves with emergency food storage from My Patriot Supply. If the worst ever happens, literally millions of American families are already protected from dealing with empty store shelves. Is yours? If not, go to MyPatriotSupply.com right now and grab some emergency food kits, at least one for each member of your family. These kits give you a wide variety of delicious meals that average over 2,000 calories per day. Everything stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage. Order your kits now by going to MyPatriotSupply.com. Your order will ship fast and arrive discreetly in unmarked boxes. Listen, this is something you need to jump on now, before the next news headline stuns the world. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Chihibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea helps build red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com, or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
No matter if supply lines are down, product deliveries are slow, and that most everything costs more these days, you still have neck and shoulder pain, right? Good news! Sunny Bay has new products that target neck and shoulder pain. Products that are in stock now, ready to ship anywhere now. Like our extra long neck heating pads. They provide soothing relief to painful sore necks and backs. You can heat them in a microwave oven, and they come in a variety of colors and patterns. And for stress relief, get our lavender scent hands-free neck wraps. Or maybe you need one of our smaller lower back wraps. Great for seniors. Again, there's no shipping delays from Sunny Bay. Find our new products on Amazon, Walmart, Etsy, and sunny-bay.com. Just search for Sunny Bay neck wraps. All our products are great for men or women, are reusable, and easy to clean. Remember, just search for Sunny Bay neck wraps. Order now because stock is high and shipping is fast. From Sunny Bay.
This is Science Fantastic.
Welcome back to Science Fantastic with Professor Michio Kaku. If you want to get on Science Fantastic, pick up the phone and call the magic number, 612-564-8135. Leave your name, call letters of the radio station, if you're listening to one, and the city you're calling from, and then ask that question. Make that comment that's always been bothering you about science. Once again, the number to call is 612-564-8135. Well, the caller that just called in asked about invisibility, something that is very ancient, and Plato himself, the Greek philosopher 2,000 years ago, mused about invisibility. He wanted to know whether men are moral enough to to handle a volatile technology like invisibility. And he thought to himself and he said, nope, men are too greedy. We're too selfish that if we have the power of invisibility, that we can steal things and not get caught, we can kill people and not get caught, then we would kill the king, become the next king, take the queen, and become the next ruler. Chaos. Chaos might erupt if everybody had an invisibility shield, because then we could settle our scores and kill people that we don't particularly care for. He thought that humans are simply not moral enough to handle a technology like invisibility. Well, as I mentioned, now we know that invisibility is in principle possible. There's something called metamaterials. Materials that are quite exotic, but make things impossible to see. Just like a rock in a river becomes invisible downstream, it turns out that light can bend around a metamaterial, reform at the other end, just as if the object in the river is not there at all. Now, we've actually tested it with microwaves. I have a video where we shoot microwave radiation around metamaterials, reforms at the other end, and bingo, it disappears under microwave. But hey, we don't have microwave eyes. We have visible light eyes. We want to do it with color. We want to do it with ordinary light. But there's a problem there. You see, the wavelength of microwaves could be a few inches. The wavelength of light is measured in billionths of a meter. In fact, we're talking about atomic scales when we're talking about the wavelength of light. And so you would have to create a metamaterial that could bend light at the distance of molecules, and that does not yet exist. Again, it is possible on paper that if you could create an object with an index of refraction less than zero, it would in fact bend light in a way that is physically impossible, but would make possible invisibility. Now, you may say to yourself, well, doesn't the Pentagon already have invisibility in the form of stealth bombers? Well, the answer is no. Stealth bombers are not invisible. You can see them very clearly with the naked eye. However, under radar, they have a very small radar image, about the size of a bird, and therefore, for all intents and purposes, the airplane becomes invisible. Now, how does the military do it? When radar hits a surface, it bounces, and that's how we know the object is there, by analyzing the bounce. However, if you can attenuate, diminish the amount that bounces back, then for all intents and purposes, the object is invisible under radar. There is no echo when you shoot an object on a stealth bomber with radar. You can do this using a series of tricks. You can use certain materials that diffuse the radar signals. You can also cut corners, make it smoother. So that's why stealth bombers' shape are so weird looking, because they're shaped the way that maximizes the dispersion of radar signals. Bingo, that's called a stealth bomber. However, a true invisible bomber would have to be made out of materials that can bend light on the distance of atoms. And that's where the problem lies. We have not been able to do that at the present time. We can do it for microwaves. In principle, we can do it. We've already done it for microwaves. But microwaves have a wavelength measured in inches. We want a wavelength measured in billionths of a meter, like ordinary light. And we have not done that yet. So, in other words, it is possible to make an object invisible on paper. But in reality, it requires a new substance called metamaterials that we have not yet invented. However, there is hope. We now have something called nanotechnology, which precisely creates materials at the atomic scale. So, in other words, in principle, we could use nanotechnology to create atomic machines that would then create, atom for atom, an object whose ability is to create bending of light with an index of refraction less than zero. If you could put all those ingredients together, bingo, you would have invisibility. Does it exist yet? No. We do not yet have a nanotechnological substance that can bend light like a metamaterial. It is possible, but it's simply too hard to do with present-day technology. So, well, sorry about that. Okay, let's move on to the next listener phone call.
Hello, Mitchell. My name is Scott Johnson. I'm from Magnolia, Ohio. I'm not listening to the radio station. But my question is, if all most of the galaxies in the known universe contain within them a supermassive black hole, and the result of the energy being expelled from these singularities is a quasar, could the Big Bang be from a super astronomically large quasar from a huge black hole?
Well, the short answer is yes. There is a relationship between the black hole and the Big Bang. And some astronomers have even written articles saying that perhaps the universe is a black hole. Now, that sounds preposterous, but hey, real physicists are taking this as a possibility. So let's break down the components. First of all, we know that the universe consists of galaxies. These galaxies consist of about 100 billion stars on average. And we see these galaxies everywhere throughout the universe. The nearest galaxy, for example, is Andromeda, which is 2 million light years from the planet Earth. It's a spiral galaxy. At the very center of Andromeda, there is a bulge, and in the center of the bulge, there's a dot, and that dot is a black hole. In fact, there are two dots there, meaning that at some point in the distant past, Andromeda may have had lunch. It may have eaten up a smaller galaxy, and as a consequence, two black holes merged at the center, and you see two dots, not one, but two dots rotating around each other at the center of the Milky Way galaxy. So it turns out that there is a theory that says that every galaxy has a raging black hole at the center, which means that our own black hole is probably at the center of the Milky Way galaxy. So if you want to see a black hole tonight, go outside, look in the direction of the constellation Sagittarius. In the area called Sagittarius A, there is a black hole. Now, by rights, there should be a gigantic fireball that comes out every night, and inside that fireball is the black hole. But what do you see at night? Almost nothing. Sorry about that. Dust. It turns out our galaxy is full of dust. As a consequence, when you look in the direction of Sagittarius, you don't see hardly anything at all. When, by rights, you should see a fireball as bright as the moon. A fireball as bright as the moon rising every night, representing the center of the Milky Way galaxy. So our galaxy at the very center has a black hole that weighs about 2 to 3 million times the mass of our sun. So, given the fact that the galaxies of the universe are full of black holes, then the other question is, what's the relationship to the Big Bang itself? Well, that's where things get fuzzy. Because the short answer is, we're not sure. But there is a theory that says that when matter falls into the black hole at the center of the galaxy, it doesn't just disappear, it blows out the other end in terms of a wormhole. Now, back in 1935, it was Albert Einstein himself who came up with this idea. Think of a black hole as a funnel. A funnel where everything falls into the funnel, nothing comes out. Now take two funnels and stick them back to back so that when you fall into one funnel, you get blown out the other end of the funnel. This is called a wormhole, and it's an idea that Einstein considered very seriously, but of course he couldn't push it very far because we have no evidence. Back in the 1930s, there was no evidence of black holes, let alone wormholes and other kinds of things. So some people think that maybe the Big Bang is a wormhole, and we'll talk about that after the break. Once again, you are listening to Science Fantastic. Give us a call at 612-564-8135, and maybe you can get on national radio. Give us a call.
Listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today. USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
The information that I was given turned out in part to be inaccurate, and I'm absolutely livid about that.
Texas Republican Governor Greg Abbott, when talking to reporters on Friday regarding the police response to the Uvalde school shooting massacre, the governor continues with a promise to everyone who lost a loved one in Uvalde.
My expectation is that the law enforcement leaders that are leading the investigations, which includes the Texas Rangers and the FBI, they get to the bottom of every fact.
The U.S. and Taiwan are reportedly planning economic discussions despite warnings from China. Taiwan officials saying the two countries could start talking in a few weeks. Thanks for listening. This is USA Radio News. The National Rifle Association is holding its national convention in Houston, just about 300 miles from Uvalde. Former President Trump speaking at the convention. At the beginning of the speech, he asked for silence as he read the names of the victims in Uvalde. He added this.
Every time a disturbed or a demented person commits such a hideous crime, there's always a grotesque effort by some in our society to use the suffering of others to advance their own extreme political agenda.
The Biden administration is weighing plans to cancel $10,000 of student loan debt per borrower. However, White House officials warn no decision has been finalized. Biden has previously said he's willing to sign legislation canceling student loan debt. Progressives in the Democratic Party, such as AOC, wanting more than $10,000 forgiven. This is USA Radio News.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422. Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano-colloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Science Fantastic.
Welcome back to Science Fantastic with Professor Michio Kaku. Once again, it's open mic on Science Fantastic. Here's your chance where you can ask that question that's always been bothering you about the great universe of ours. And you may say to yourself, well, come on, my question is so dumb, too stupid. But just remember that if you have a question, chances are hundreds of other people have exactly that same question. So, yeah, maybe it is kind of goofy from a scientific point of view, but that's not the point. The point here is that if you have a question about science, then chances are thousands of other people have exactly that
same question, but all of you are too embarrassed to ask it on national radio. Well, you could ask it on Science Fantastic. Give us a call at 612-564-8135. Leave your name, call letter to the radio station, and the city you're calling from, and then you can ask that question. You can make that comment about science. But where we last left off, we had a question that is at the cutting edge of physics research. What is the relationship between a black hole and the Big Bang? As we said before, black holes are found at the center of all galaxies that we know of. Matter falls in, we see that. These black holes eat up stars. In fact, we see pictures of our own galaxy eating up stars. But the question is, where do the stars go? Does the black hole have acid indigestion? Does the matter simply stay there doing nothing, or is it blown out the other end? Well, as I mentioned, Einstein himself in 1935 came up with a solution where objects fall into a black hole and then get blown out the other end. And then in 1963, mathematician Roy Kerr found the solution of Einstein's complete equations, showing that if a single black hole rotates, it also has the same behavior. When you fall through a rotating black hole, you get blown out the other end. Then people have asked the question, doesn't that look like the Big Bang? So in other words, the black hole, instead of being the end product of stellar evolution, could it be the beginning of a whole universe being created, being blown out the other end of a black hole? Well, the short answer is, I don't know. Nobody knows at the present time because we don't have enough experimental data. But yes, the answer to your question is yes, there is a theory proposed by reputable physicists that say that the Big Bang was essentially a black hole. Okay, let's move on now to the next listener phone call.
Hi, my name is Naveen Suresh. And I'm calling from Reading, PA. Hi, Dr. Kaku. I just want to ask a quick question. What exactly is the fourth dimension? And is it represented differently in the mathematical world versus the physics world? And is it possible in the future we could actually visit four-dimensional creatures? Thank you. Have a great day.
Well, you ask a question that has fascinated mystics, artists, philosophers for centuries. We know that the universe has three dimensions. We have length, width, and height. Given three numbers, you can locate any object in the entire universe. I live in New York City. When you want to meet somebody for lunch, you say, meet me on 42nd Street and 5th Avenue on the 10th floor. So three numbers locates a specific point in our universe. In fact, the entire universe can be summarized by giving three numbers, length, width, and height. But you see, there's nothing special about the number three. Why should the number three be singled out when it's an ordinary number? From a mathematics point of view, there is nothing, I repeat, nothing so interesting about the number three. Well, after the break, we're going to talk about hyperspace, about the movie Wrinkle in Time, about tesseracts, about the fourth dimension after the break. Once again, you're listening to Science Fantastic. Give us a call at 612-564-8135.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how did it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Brought to you by Professor Michio Kaku. This is Science Fantastic.
Welcome back to Science Fantastic with Professor Michio Kaku. The lines are open. You're not going to get a busy signal. Give us a call at 612-564-8135. And also, once again, don't forget to go to my website, mkaku.org, mkaku.org, to find out about all the books that I've written. I've written 4 New York Times bestsellers. The latest one is called The Future of Humanity. Humanity as we explore the universe, as we terraform Mars, as we go beyond, as we even perhaps one day encounter extraterrestrial intelligence. Well, before the break, we had a question about the fourth dimension, and the fourth dimension is in the news. If you saw the movie A Wrinkle in Time, you realize that the gateway between our universe and these other universes is a tesseract. And what is a tesseract? A tesseract is a four-dimensional cube. So, philosophers, novelists, science fiction writers have been fascinated by the idea of the fourth dimension. But what is it? Well, first of all, we know that our universe exists in 3 dimensions, length, width, and height. You can jump in 3 dimensions. You cannot jump in 4. And so then the question is, why? Why can't we jump in 4 dimensions? Now, your PC can easily calculate in 4 dimensions. Believe it or not, your computer is continually calculating in hyperspace, but you cannot move in hyperspace. Sorry about that. However, the artists have visualized ways in which you might be able to visualize the fourth dimension. So let me explain. First of all, if I take a dot has no dimensions at all, but if I move it sideways, I get a line. So I added one dimension by simply moving a dot to the side. Then take this line and move it again perpendicular to itself, and what comes out? A sheet or a square. So when you move a dot to the right, you get a line. You push the line forward, and you get a square. Now let's push the square. If you push the square in the third dimension, what do you get? You get a cube. Now push the cube. And then you begin to realize, oh, wait a minute, you can't do that. You can't push a cube in another dimension. But you get the idea that if you could push a cube into hyperspace, you could get a hypercube. Now, when I was a child,
I used to go to the Japanese Tea Garden in San Francisco, and I used to watch the carp swimming beneath the lily pads, and I asked a question that only a child would ask. I asked myself, what would it be like to be a fish? I said to myself, what a strange world. The universe would be in two dimensions. I could swim forward, backward. I could swim left, right. But the concept of up into hyperspace, up into the world of the third dimension was considered impossible. And then I imagined a scientist fish who would say, bah, humbug. There's no such thing as a third dimension because the pond is the universe. What you see in the pond is everything there is. There is no world beyond the pond. End of story. Well, then I imagine one day reaching down and grabbing the scientist fish and then lifting him into the world of up, the world of the third dimension. What would he see? He would see beings moving without fins, a new law of physics. Beings breathing without water, a new law of biology. He would see worlds that are impossible in the pond. But then when I put him back into the water, what would he tell his fellow fish? He would tell them that he had a journey into the world of up. A journey into the third dimension, a journey into hyperspace, beyond our universe. There were unseen worlds, worlds upon worlds that he could only visualize mathematically, but there he was, moving in the third dimension. Now, around the turn of the last century, there was a book written about what would happen if a flatlander could move in the third dimension. So think about it for a moment. If you are three-dimensional and you could talk to people living in the second dimension, they would appear to you like cookie men that can only move in two dimensions. But what can you do? First, you could put them in jail. Jail consists of a square. You take a cookie, draw a square around it, and the cookie man cannot escape the square. A square is an airtight prison. But you, in the third dimension, can lift him up from the second dimension, and he could escape from jail by moving in the third dimension. He would literally disappear and reappear someplace else. And who has that power? Ghosts. So after the break, we'll talk about ghosts and the fourth dimension. Once again, this is Science Fantastic with Professor Michio Kaku. Give us a call, 612-564-8135, and ask that question about science.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who've helped people that have been injured or wronged. Have you been diagnosed with cancer? Are you one of the millions who have taken Zantac or other generic versions of this popular drug to help treat stomach issues? Then pay close attention to this message. The FDA said it detected low levels of a probable cancer-causing chemical known as NDMA in Zantac and other generic forms of this popular drug. They've banned sales and even removed it from the market. If you've been diagnosed with cancer and you've taken Zantac or a generic equivalent, call the legal helpline now. You could receive a free cash award and have your medical expenses covered. And there's no upfront cost to you. They only get paid if you win. So please call now. 800-998-7173. 800-998-7173. 800-998-7173. That's 800-998-7173.
I'm about to give you a life-changing URL that if you will simply visit it and give these tax consultants a call, it will change your life. Whether you're a blue-collar worker or whether you're a school teacher or whether you're a scientist or whether you're a millionaire, almost no one out there is taking advantage of legal, lawful tax loopholes. Go to gcntaxcut.com. It takes you right to American Tax Solutions, and they will give you an amazing preview of what they can do for you. gcntaxcut.com, gcntaxcut.com.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutriMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Hi, I'm your host, Smokey Colbert, filling in for Smokey, because after 75 years of...
Only you can prevent wildfires.
Turns out there's much more to say. Nearly 90% of wildfires are caused by us humans being careless, dumping our used barbecue coals willy-nilly. Guess the song was wrong. We did start the fire. That's why I respect Mother Nature and her trees, whether coniferous or new car scented. Brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service, your state forester, and the Ad Council.
Brought to you by Professor Michio Kaku. This is Science Fantastic.
Welcome back to Science Fantastic with Professor Michio Kaku. Before the break, we had a question that is quite profound, a question that has fascinated mystics, theologians, and even priests for over a century, and that is the fourth dimension. As we mentioned before, we live in a three-dimensional world, but if we could somehow move in the fourth dimension, we could perform magical feats. Think of someone looking down on a cookie. A cookie man, a man who lives in two dimensions. If you draw a square around the cookie man, he's in jail. But to take him out of jail, you could lift him. Literally lift him into the third dimension and plop him down someplace else. So how would it look like somebody in Flatland? It would look like you disappeared and reappeared someplace else. It would appear as if you could walk through walls, that the square of a jail cannot confine you, that you can literally peel yourself off the universe and land someplace else. Now, here was the question asked over 100 years ago. Over 100 years ago, the book Flatland popularized the world of two dimensions, and then people began to wonder about the world of four dimensions. Who has the ability to move between walls? Who has the ability to disappear and reappear someplace else? Well, the answer is obvious. Ghosts. And so back in the late 1800s, there was a fascination with ghosts and the fourth dimension. Because anyone that moves in the fourth dimension would have the power of a ghost compared to the mortals who live in the third dimension. They would be able to walk through walls. They would be able to disappear, reappear someplace else, just like ghosts. Now, who else was fascinated by the fourth dimension? Salvador Dali. Salvador Dali was so fascinated by hypercubes that he drew one in his famous painting of Jesus Christ. Go to the web, look up the works of Salvador Dali, specifically Hypercubicus Crucifixion. There is Jesus Christ crucified in the fourth dimension. If I take a cube, for example, like a cardboard box, unravel a cardboard box, what do I get? I get a cross. 6 squares arranged like a cross. So a cardboard box unraveled in the third dimension becomes a flat two-dimensional cross. So if I have a hypercube in the fourth dimension, and unravel it, what do I get? A three-dimensional cross. And that's exactly what Salvador Dali painted in his famous painting, Hypercubicus Crucifixion. Jesus Christ crucify in the third dimension. So you see, the third dimension has fascinated artists as well as theologians writing about where ghosts are. In fact, theologians had a problem, and that is they believed in heaven, they believed in hell. But all of a sudden, with the discovery of the telescope and the space program, we began to look for heaven. And everywhere we look with our telescopes, we could not see angels. We could not see devils. We did not see heaven or hell in outer space. And so theologians began to say, where is heaven? The answer, hyperspace. It would be a space beyond ordinary space. They would have magical properties of walking through walls, disappearing, reappearing, just like we can do when we meet Cookie Man in the second dimension. Now, we have a revival of all of this because, A, script writers are making movies like Wrinkle in Time about the fourth dimension, and string theory, which is what I do for a living, says that we live not just in four dimensions, but 11 dimensions, one dimension of time and 10 dimensions of space. In fact, if you saw the movie with Matthew McConaughey, the movie that talks about going through a wormhole into another universe, the movie called Interstellar, you realize that in the final scenes of the movie, Matthew McConaughey is floating a bunch of cubes, floating in air. And what is that? That is hyperspace. That is the fourth dimension. So here we have a situation where Matthew McConaughey and Hollywood have discovered hyperspace. Now, then the next question is this all theory and bunk, or is this really rooted in experimental reality? Well, the next question is, can you experimentally determine the existence of these other dimensions? String theory says that impossible is in principle possible, but in practice very difficult. These other dimensions have curled up to a tiny distance so that when we move, we don't feel the existence of these higher dimensions. They're there. We literally live in 11-dimensional hyperspace, according to string theory, but you can't feel it when you move. Now, how do you test the theory? Well, some people have said that if the world is three-dimensional, then forces diminish as the inverse square. If the universe were four-dimensional, then gravity would diminish as the inverse cube. So here's a way to easily detect the presence of hyperspace. Simply calculate how gravity diminishes with distance. Well, that experiment was done in Colorado. In Colorado, several physicists created a small device that could actually measure deviations from Newton's laws of gravity in a room. Well, what did they find? Nothing. Sorry about that. What does that mean? That means that either these higher dimensions don't exist or there's no parallel universe in Denver, Colorado. I tend to believe it's the latter. I tend to believe that there are these other dimensions, but our instruments are simply not powerful enough to resolve them. So in other words, it's probably true that we live in a higher dimension, the dimension predicted by string theory, but our instruments are too feeble to prove it. Sorry about that. Okay, well, let's take a short break. And remember, every week on Science Fantastic, we give you the latest developments in science if you give us a call and be part of the romance of science. And so once again, this is Science Fantastic, and the number to call is 612-564-8135. That ends this segment of Science Fantastic, but you can join us every week when we discuss the cutting edge of science on Science Fantastic, and check out my website to find more. The website is mkaku.org, mkaku.org. Good day.
Extendivite testimonials on Amazon are very informative. Here's one. RAD. Consistent results when used for heart problems. This product has been a godsend for my father, who suffered a heart attack about 2 years ago. He was prescribed medications for his condition, which was so serious that if he hadn't made it to the hospital in time, he would have died. But he hasn't been able to afford most of the medications. After researching alternatives, he tried Extendivite. While taking Extendivite, he has consistently lower blood pressure and experiences less angina.
We are currently on our fifth bottle. I enthusiastically recommend this product, and I am grateful that it is available. To get your Extendivite today, go to extendivite.com. That's extendivite.com. Or call us at 1-877-928-8822.
Extend your life with Extendivite.